Anticipation is running at fever pitch. Excitement off the scale. Now, this week, the brand new Harry Potter studio tour finally opened its doors to the public. Fans have been impatient for more of Harry Potter and his friends since the book and film series came to an end. Since last year, when Warner Brothers announced they would be allowing the public to get a glimpse inside the world of Hogwarts, Muggles fans have been eagerly awaiting the opening day. Tickets were made available in advance and have been selling like hotcakes, with fans looking forward to stepping into the shoes of Harry Potter. So, after a fanfare grand opening this week, keen families flocked to the new attraction in North London. The tour, which lasts approximately 3 hours, highlights many of the aspects that made the films such a success, from props and costumes to models and original film sets, including the Grand Hall from Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. This behind-the-scenes experience was always going to be a great selling point for die-hard fans, and initial reviews have been generally positive, with enthusiasts praising the decoration and attention to detail. But the high admission prices have been criticised, at £28 for an adult ticket and a family of four having to pay around £85. Critics have questioned the intention of the attraction. With such fervour for the books and films, are Harry Potter's creators now cynically cashing in on the global popularity of the series? It's unlikely the high costs will put off most fans, but at what price should people pay to enjoy the imaginative world of Harry, Hermione, and Hogwarts? Are we Muggles now being mugged?